time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over Denver on Sunday.
Okay, great to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. Really important midseason game at home. Crowd was into it. We appreciate that. Love our crowd. Love our fans. Guys got ready to play and played our best complete game of the season so far, I would say, as a team. And I'm proud of the guys for that. Guys like Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, our defense stepped up and played really well. We had the situation at the end of the after the first drive. We got the turnover, got backed up with a sack, punted him down to the 2-yard line, got the ended up getting the stop, and ended up scoring 7 straight times after that. So really proud of the guys for the way they played. We have turned our attention already to Cincinnati. We're talking about in the locker room already. We play on Thursday night. We're going to have to be at our best in that game. Okay, what questions do you have?
Another perfect passer rating day for Lamar. I'm guessing as many rest days as he wants now going forward.
Yeah. Lamar played really good. I think it's his fourth perfect passer rating, and I think that's an NFL record. Is it?
Tied
for the NFL record. Okay. I'm betting on Lamar at some point to break it. But I thought he played great, but also the team around him. I mean, the pass protection, that's a really good pass rush team. A real aggressive defense, a really highly ranked defense. Our offense came to play as a group.
But seriously, how is he able to do that in, like, you know, one practice?
Lamar, I think we talked about he was preparing all week, you know, and he did a great job with it.
Lamar, John, what do you make of
Man, I'd like to be Lamar right now. That would be amazing. I always joke with the guys. I got to joke with Lamar, man. What's it like to be able to throw a ball like that? Man, if I could throw a ball like that, it would be the greatest thing in the world. Or I say to the guys, what's it like to be 6'6", 340 pounds of just, you know, massive humanity knocking people off the ball? I would love to be able to do that. Can you imagine being that big and walking in a bar? Can you imagine what that would be like? I'd love to be Zay Flowers. Zay, can you imagine being able to catch and run like that? Be that quick? I can't even imagine what that's like. What was your question?
It was really about Zay, just his ability. We've always seen his ability after the catch, what he can do with the ball in his hands. But today, Obviously, it looked like he took it to another level.
Well, that play at the end, it was the end of the half. I mean, that play was unbelievable play. I mean, the throw, the protection, the throw, the catch, then little stop and stutter. And sometimes, I'll admit, I'm telling him, just go. Just get upfield, get as many as you can. You know, but he's thinking about scoring every time. So that was just a phenomenal football play.
John, I know you guys have been really good running the football for years now, but how does Derek and his ability to kind of close games affect how you manage the offense?
Yeah, it's a big thing. I mean, we have been really good at running the ball for a long time, but he is different. I mean, Derek Henry's different. You know, he's adding a dimension that we have not had before. I don't know. You go back to Jamal Lewis, maybe. You know, maybe. This is different, you know, and I'm excited about it. But you know what? So I acknowledge that. We say that. But I can tell you, he's sitting right here in the room. What he talked about to the team was Thursday night. He talked about Thursday night. Let's get ready to go Thursday night.
John, this defense has kind of taken some hits over the season publicly. But today, several times Denver got down inside like 10, 15-yard line and could not score. Right. What did you see that stood out with the defense played today?
I thought the red zone defense was amazing. I thought they did a great job in coverage. I thought our coverage did a great job the whole game. He's a really dangerous quarterback, as you all saw him. He's really hard to get down in the pocket. He was running around doing some things. And I thought our pass rush did a really nice job, especially in the red zone, of not letting them run out of there and score, scrambling. So, kudos to the defense. Kudos to Zach. Kudos to all the coaches and the players. But you know what? Thursday night is right around the corner.
John, you mentioned how productive Denver has been as a pass rush team. Did you feel like this was a game where your offensive line kind of really found its footing again after a tougher week last week?
I thought our offensive line really played well in this game. Run blocking and pass protection. It's a very good pass rushing group across the board. There was a challenge with the twists and the games and the picks that our interior guys had to handle. And the speed rush outside guys, our tackles did a good job. Yeah, I thought they did a really good job.
John, the D-line, the kid was banged up all week. Some of the guys missed practice. You got 2 games in 5 days. How do you feel like they held up today?
They held up great. I mean, you know, obviously, Matt Abeeks, you know, he led the group. He led the charge. But then you had, you know, two guys up off the practice squad, Chris Wormley and Josh DePoa. Those two guys, man, they just stepped it up. And we've always thought those were quality players, you know, really good football players. So, you know, hats off to those guys as well. Broderick Washington played very well also. Proud of those guys.
John had only had three rushing attempts, I think. Was this a game where intentionally you wanted to limit that for whatever reason, or is it just how it played out?
You know, I personally leave it more to Lamar. I mean, Lamar knows what he's got to do, and he makes great choices. But he was standing in there and just throwing it. I mentioned that one of the guys on the phone after second or third series, Lamar's on fire. He's on fire throwing the ball. He had a great game.
Two more for John.
We saw the DB staying after this week just to practice.
The what, say again?
The DBs. The DBs. After practice this week to just practice on the jet machine, et cetera. How key was it for Ardarius Washington to get that interception to open the game, especially after the week they had?
Timing is everything in life, right? I mean, you know, all the challenges we had catching the ball the week before and other times in the season. To come out in the first series and catch one, that was pretty cool, you know. The good Lord had our back. I said, I saw this before. Let him that glory in God alone. I was glorying God right there. I was glorying in God right there. I was thanking him for that pick, you know, for the fact that we caught that thing. So that was a good start.
John, a really good performance for a pair of second-year defensive guys and Tavius and Trenton this week. How important is it for them to develop for you guys to accomplish your goals you want as a defense?
Yeah, they're a big part of us. I mean, those two guys are huge. Trent had some really good coverage plays, and of course, in the run defense. And then Tavius had two sacks. I mean, two big sacks. The one big one in the second half was massive. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Coach.